The Klondike Road Relay typically starts on Skagway's 2nd Avenue and Broadway Street sometime in early September. The race starts in the evening and relay teams run through the night, about 110 miles from Skagway to Whitehorse in the Yukon Territory. There are typically around 2,000 participants and a giant party. The train whistle blows to start each heat. There's an MC DJ at the starting line doing the countdowns. Police cars lead the runners through the streets with lights flashing. And people are dressed in ridiculous costumes, from tutus to dinosaur costumes to tall men in high heels. But this year, race organizers have modified the course due to the pandemic.
We love coming and starting this race in Skagway, Alaska, but unfortunately the borders are not open yet, and we knew we wanted to do an in-person event. So we did some modifications, and we're starting from leg 6, which is the BC-Yukon border, and we're going into Whitehorse with 5 legs.
That's race coordinator Amanda Dooling from Sport Yukon in Whitehorse. She says they've made the tough call to trim the race in half so as to keep the spirit of the race alive while staying safe from COVID.
One difference is that it's going to be an all-day light. Usually we start in the evening and run overnight. This time we're starting at 7 a.m.
Another difference this year is that they won't be timing individuals. Instead, they'll time the entire team. That way, teams don't have to pass the timing fob between themselves. There will be no campfires or food or drinks at the various checkpoints this year. There won't be a big party at the beginning or the end. But, as Dooling says, racers will still get to bring the fun.
So we have a group of people called the Theme Team, and they're going to be out on race course giving out prizes for team costumes, team cheering, and anything fun looking that's going on along the way. We really want to encourage people to blow off a little steam after a year and a half of hard times here. So we're going to bring our party to the road.
As of Friday, there are no American teams scheduled to compete in the Kinda Klondike Road Relay. But a group from Juneau called AK Klondike has set up a route starting at the Yukon sign and heading back to Skagway. Juneau's Blake Ryder says he's got road permits and all the proper insurance. They will feature 5-person teams running the race back down the Klondike Highway.
This is going to be really, really bare bones, low-key. It's just basically it was just, you know, some semblance of normalcy or the run that people miss.
Race registration can be done through akklondike.com. There's a registration fee per team to cover the cost of permits and insurance. The Skagway Brewing Company will host the after party with local rock band New Twin performing somewhere around 8 o'clock. And for those who don't want to deal with the hassle of going through the Canadian border at all, another group in Skagway plans to run to Dyea and back, just like they did last year. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.